Well, we face frustrations on a daily basis, unfortunately. For example, you receive a larger than usual power or phone bill and you want to question that. A tradesman's work wasn't up to a particular standard, or that very special outfit you just purchased for an exorbitant price has just come apart at the seams. Now, after your blood pressure has subsided, how should you handle these dilemmas? Well, a lady that we're going to be joined by now with is Karen Sander. She's founder of Aging Fearlessly. Hello, Karen. Thank goodness you're here.
Oh, hello, Jenny. And how's it over in the west today?
Oh, it's lovely, thank you. It's been pretty cold, but it's 19 degrees at the moment. It could be a bit warm, but it's beautiful outside. Whereabouts are you these days?
I'm on the east.
Oh, you're over the east coast with all the rain you've had.
I am in Sydney. We're drowning in it.
Well, we need a bit of that too, but we won't go there. Now, that's another thing that you can get frustrated about, is the weather, but that we cannot change. We cannot change that.
That's beyond us.
That's beyond us. But look, you know what? These little things that irritate us and we want to fix straight away, we really come up against some brick walls, don't we?
Yes. Well, Jenny, I've been working in an industry for quite a while now, and I used to be one of those cranky people that phoned the telco and went off my head,
Yeah.
Expecting that the person on the other end was to blame, and they're not to blame.
No, we know that logically, but we're not logical when we're frustrated.
And when I figured out that the people that were phoning me about issues were the angry ones, didn't get the response they wanted from me because it got my own back up.
So I thought,
how do I deal with this? So I changed my whole tact and I started to talk to the person on the other phone like they're a real human and like they can really help me and appreciate that they're there to do a job and that's to sort out my issue.
Mm-hmm. And?
The minute I take the problem into, speaking to them like they're a human and, telling them that or saying to them like something like, well, I know you can help me with this and this is my problem and even if I know I'm to blame that I've gone over my limit in my phone, if I explain it nicely and then take the blame for it myself and ask them if they can help me, they're much more generous in what they will do for you.
That's human behaviour, isn't it?
It is, much more. And there's many a time, Jenny, that I have had the issue like completely resolved because they've taken away the fee they've charged or they've offered me another service to compensate that fee. And it's amazing what happens within the telco particularly because they do want to keep your business and keep you as a satisfied customer.
Yeah, they would be dealing with complaints on a minute-by-minute basis, I imagine.
Well, that's the nature of customer service, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a very hard role to be in.
I'll tell you the biggest frustration, I don't know whether we're getting used to it as yet or not, but when you are put into a call centre overseas and there is a language barrier as well, because you are feeling a little upset and concerned about a bill you receive which you know you probably can't pay and you want it fixed. So, I mean, what do you do there when you can't quite understand what they're saying? They probably don't understand us either.
So you really have to speak slowly. And you have to give them time to process it. Understand that if you do have to repeat it a couple of times, you know, they're just doing their job and they need to understand you as well. So I think if you speak slowly, you take your time and you don't get angry if you have to repeat yourself, you'll eventually solve the situation.
I think the best thing probably would be also is, Karen, is that you don't get on the phone straight away or rush to the retail outlet straight away. Just bring yourself back a little bit and calm down and then attack it the way you're saying.
So you're saying, really, Jenny, take the emotion out of it. Let that period of settling down time because, you know, we all fly off the handle when all. Not all of us, but some of us fly off the handle very quickly when something's not the way we want it to be.
Well,
but when you,
when
you let it simmer a little bit, you calm down. And when you approach the situation, you're approaching it in a different manner where you're much more reasonable about things.
Yes, it sounds easy. What about you've had a tradesman that hasn't fulfilled what they said they were going to do? And you have this frustration, I suppose, of them not answering calls and that sort of thing.
Well, I think that's even more difficult, though, because I think you've really then got to put it in an email of some sort if they're not taking your phone call. And if they don't respond to the emails, I'm not quite sure where you escalate it then other than to Fair Trading or some government body. But the tradesman tradesman's an individual, and that's a little bit more difficult than a big company or a brand or a fashion line, etc. The one I really love, Jenny, is, and I'm going to give you an example. I love doing this with clothing companies or shoe manufacturers. Recently, I bought a pair of shoes. Well, recently, 2 years ago, I bought a pair of shoes, and recently they broke.
Mm-hmm.
But just a strap. You know, women's shoes have lots of straps. Now, I hadn't worn those shoes very often, and you could tell by looking at the sole of them and the condition of them. I've probably worn them 12 times in 2 years. So I could do two things. I could take them to a shoe repairer and have them repaired at my cost, or I could go back to the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go to the retailer because I no longer have my receipt. So I took a photo. I email then or send it in a letter, a note to the manufacturer, and say, look, this is my product. I really love your products.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, for your benefit, for quality care and quality control, I thought you should know that this happened to this pair of shoes. And I really love your brand. And it's a trusted brand.
That's called sucking up, Karen.
I know, but you know what? They came back with, would I be satisfied with a $150 voucher?
Oh, go for it.
So I've done that many times.
Good
but idea. They do respond.
Well, it's in their best interest, I guess. And I'll tell you what, even after wearing it 12 times, I wouldn't have even thought to go back to them to complain about that. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I think if you spend $150 or $100 on a pair of shoes, you should go back to them because they're not meant to break.
No, it's true.
And I don't run around in them. And they're not, you know, you wear them for 2 hours. Say you've worn them for 2 hours 12 times.
Mm.
They shouldn't break. So it's just about how you approach things. And look, if they hadn't have given me anything, I would have gone and got them fixed.
Yeah.
But it's worth trying.
So by saying it's from your book you've written, You Catch More Flies With Honey, than vinegar, that makes sense. If you just, you know, humanise everything, remember the person at the other end of the phone is someone's sister, daughter, whatever, friend, and they're not out to get you, they're just there to answer your call. I think because we just get ourselves so worked up about silly little things sometimes, but we want it fixed right away, don't we?
Yeah, and that's where the emotion comes in. And when you go into anything, whether it's to speak to your boss or to someone that hasn't made you happy, when you go in an emotional state, you're less likely to come out with a good or a positive response.
Well, human nature says that people will respond to your behaviour.
Absolutely, and that's why you catch more flies with honey.
Yeah, well, we could apply this really in all walks of our life, in relationships as well.
Yes, exactly.
Don't say you all the time, just say it would be better if we changed this or that.
Well, and it's also like you make me angry when you do this. No, it's not. The person talking to you isn't making you angry. You're making yourself angry. It's how you're reacting.
Yeah.
So you can change the frame of that and say, I get angry when you do blah, because it's your emotion.
Yeah, that's very true. No, it is very, very true. Sometimes people can't be reasoned with, though. That's the problem for the person taking the complaint, and it's very hard for them to know how to deal with it as well.
My best tip there is to just listen and say nothing and let them, you know, I have customers who get cranky and they ring in, and if I have to sit for 15 minutes and let them rant, I do, because they soon run out of steam.
Do you put the phone down and go and make a cup of tea and come back?
I'd like to. I'm usually driving the car, though.
Grip the wheel.
I'm sure half the time I don't hear what they say, but at the end of it, I'm able to respond and offer a solution. And on most occasions, they've calmed down by the time they've let their steam off.
Yeah, that is true. They would just want to be heard, that's all.
That's exactly. And someone I worked for a long time ago kicked me under a table once when I interjected in a heated discussion, and he said, you'll never win if you interject.
Oh, that's true.
Listen and relax.
And then respond.
Yep.
So what business is it that you're in, apart from writing the book, that you get people complaining about what you're doing?
I work in the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh,
so
okay.
I speak to pharmacists.
Okay.
And I am on the road with pharmacists, and I work for a very big company, and I go out and visit them and help them develop their businesses.
Oh, right. They shouldn't be complaining. They should be thanking you.
Yes, but, you know, there's always things that it's not necessarily complaining about me or whatever. They're just complaining about the whole of the situation within a company because, you know, things aren't always perfect. No company is perfect. And we all do things that don't make other people happy sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're such a big world. There's so many of us. Life is very short. We worry about the small things probably far too much. Let's just relax and enjoy life. What do you reckon?
Yeah. We're all on a treadmill and we're running far too fast.
Much too. I couldn't agree with you more there. Absolutely right. Karen, thank you. Your book's out, agingfearlessly.com.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, Jenny. Thank you.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Karen.
Cheers.
Okay. If you've got a complaint, just calm it down and just tackle it the way Karen suggested. It's very true. If you're polite to somebody, they're going to respond in that way. The minute we raise our shackles and start going at someone, of course they're going to defend themselves. I mean, we don't learn, do we, though, sometimes, especially out in the road. Here's Elton John.